News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Education Ministry has announced plans to increase subvention to secondary schools as it moves to abolish auxiliary fees for the upcoming school year. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the current contribution of $11,500 that the ministry pays for each student will be increased to $19,000.
We will honor our commitment for the next school year. This school year has not changed. It remains September to August. So when you look in the current budget, you'll see the allocation for the period that runs up to March 31. So there's $2 billion. So you can add $2 billion thereabout to what is there in the budget, which will cover the other part of the school year.
Senator Reid was speaking at the Aspiring Principals Program presentation ceremony at the University of the West Indies Wednesday. He adds that the ministry will be meeting with all stakeholders, including principals and the Jamaica Teachers Association, regarding removal of the fees. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is assuring the public that there has been no reduction in benefits issued under the Programme of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH. Chief Technical Director for Social Security in the Ministry, Diane Jennings, says all compliant beneficiaries should have received their April 15 payout.
PATH beneficiaries need to have 85% attendance. When we have done some of the checks and verification, there are persons who did not comply with the attendance requirements. And so persons would not receive the full payment if they did not meet the compliance requirements. They would have just received the base benefit.
Mrs. Jennings says the April 15 payment would have been based on school attendance during the months of January and February. She's encouraging beneficiaries who have queries about their payments to contact the ministry's office in their respective parishes. The next PATH payout date is Wednesday, June 15. The 25% discount on toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 has been extended for another month. The original 25% discount would have expired Friday, April 22. The extension was granted after meetings between Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry and operators of the toll road. Minister Henry says traffic count factors are being taken into account as negotiations continue to settle on an equilibrium toll. An equilibrium toll is one which would be economically viable for the operators and affordable for road users. In the meantime, Minister Henry has asked the operators of the highway to do all they can to complete the rest stop facility at Unity Valley in the shortest possible time. Motorists have been calling for the rest stop to become operational as a matter of urgency. Minister Henry says structural works have been completed. However, electricity and water facilities are still being installed. And Minister of Investment, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda has signalled that Jamaica is ready to compete in the regional CARICOM market for sugar. Reiterating his ministry's commitment to finding solutions to several challenges facing the sugar industry, Mr. Samuda said sales to CARICOM is one of the strategies for diversifying and sustaining the sector.
We are able, ready, willing to compete for sugar sales in CARICOM, because we have what it takes to compete and compete effectively.
Minister Samuda, who traveled to Guyana this week to participate in the regional meeting of the Ministers' Council for Trade and Economic Development, COTED, said he used the opportunity to discuss the matter with his regional colleagues. He notes that one Jamaican sugar company has already started exporting to the CARICOM region. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside here, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there?
Just memory serve, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.